Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcast. You'll be glad you did.
Morning, Lee.
Hey, Tara.
And when it's Friday, it's always a good morning.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Poor Jeff Duncan.
Okay. Why do you say that?
The odds are not ever in his favor. He's our congressman, Jeff Duncan.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
Yeah. He tried to explain natural gas to AOC.
Oh, boy. Okay. Well, there
did you see this?
No, I did not. But it's this is obviously not going to end well.
Yeah. No, it's not. It went viral. 3.2 million views in this audio, right? And, okay, she's a liberal, so she doesn't have real news sources anyway, so she wouldn't know what he was trying to explain to her. I'm about to explain it.
No.
I'll speak slowly so okay. She and those like her can understand. But, I mean, poor Jeff Duncan, trying to explain to her about how natural gas works.
So he was gasplaining?
Yeah, well, no, but, okay, here's the thing. All right, let's just start here. I mean, we had the Pew poll last week, right? 56% of liberal women self-identify as mentally ill, right? So the odds were not in his favor when he began this project, right?
Okay.
I mean, the odds are that she's one of them, right? And they wear their mental illness with pride. So, I mean, just getting through to one of them is just not an easy project, right? But he tried. God bless him, he tried. Yes. So what he's talking about here, what he tried to explain to her was the fact that America is the only industrialized country on Earth that has met the UN's climate goals. And we did it under Trump. That's what's hysterical.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay. How do we do it? Well, natural gas is really clean. And when you burn it, your emissions go down. Mm-hmm. And so all of these other self-righteous French-like countries who look down their snooty noses at us didn't meet the climate goals. But we did. And why do we do that? Because we increased during the years that I'm talking about the amount of natural gas we used. And we decreased the amount of coal that we used, right? So the left saw this and went, oh, my God, we can run the country cheaply and affordably on natural gas and have manufacturing and capitalism. We must destroy natural gas. So they made up a bunch of silly stories about how natural gas is dangerous and either are lying about or don't know that natural gas is what led us to be the only country on Earth to make those climate goals. So he's trying to help here. And she doesn't get it. Okay, let me tell you what precipitated this. He told her to educate herself because he had sponsored a bill asking the federal government approve a plan to increase drilling on federal lands and waters prior to any drawdown from the Strategic Petroleum Reserve. Specifically, he wants to get natural gas. Why? Because it is a clean burning gas. And he's explained exhaustively, including on this show, that we are, again, the only country that's met the climate goals. We did it using natural gas, right? Mm-hmm. So Ocasio-Cortez, being completely misinformed because she uses liberal news sources, proposed an amendment to the bill and mainstream news sources. You'll end up dumb if you watch them for long enough. Ocasio-Cortez proposed an amendment to the bill, introduced by another Democrat, arguing that leasing more land to fossil fuel companies would guarantee we will accelerate the devastating impact of climate change. So he's trying to explain to her, no, even the UN acknowledges we're the only country to meet our climate goals. We do not need to get rid of our gas stoves. So he's trying to help. He's not trying to mansplain her here because he's right? He's trying to help. Here's a sample of how I can't play any more than 32 seconds because my head will explode. But here we go.
Go and learn for yourself about this. Educate yourself on how America attained its low emissions.
It seems as though the opposing side can't seem to be able to debate the issue. And so they must come after my character. We should all take it upon ourselves in this body to educate ourselves on the science of the challenge of climate change.
You care about the air quality, you care about climate change. Natural gas is what got America there. Educate yourself on that.
Okay, why aren't the other countries, particularly European countries, meeting their climate goals, at least through the Trump years, and we are? Because they got rid of natural gas.
Right.
They did. And so they had to burn wood chips, coal, and other things like that. And so they didn't meet their climate goals. We did because we weren't burning Z wood chips and Z coal to stay warm, so we didn't die. But the Democrats want to go with the don't stay warm and die plan, which consequently will also be a dirtier plan. Mm-hmm. So he's trying to explain this to her, poor thing, and he just, it's hopeless to speak science to one of these people because you can't do it. It doesn't work.
Well, I mean, you know, and quite honestly, Congressman Duncan has got lots of experience. Obviously, he's the 3rd congressional district, which has the Oconee nuclear site within his district there. He knows a lot about this. He's been recently put on the chairman of a subcommittee there that deals with energy policy, and has been campaigning on this for a long time. In fact, he's a member of the House Energy Action Team. He's on that that group. And that's a group of conservative House members that are promoting American energy. And he is, for a long time, has talked about this. He is an all-of-the-above type of energy person. He believes that, yeah, sure, if we want to have solar panels and wind turbines, that's fine. But we've also got to have the nuclear energy and the use of natural gas, clean-burning natural gas, coal when absolutely necessary, but doing it in a very and as clean a way as you possibly can, which in this country, we can do it, clean it, burn it much cleaner than other countries do, because we have these environmental regulations which require it to be very clean. The particulates are all scrubbed out of there for the most part. I mean, sure, that's natural gas would be better, but when it comes between people not having heat in the winter or lights at night, that's looked like to me an easy decision to make.
You would think, but we're not. I don't think their goal actually has anything to do with climate change.
I don't think
they believe in climate change. I really don't think they do.
It is the death of capitalism.
Yeah,
that's what these people are after. Mm-hmm. They are for the death of capitalism. They are for the death of a sovereign constitutional republic, which is America. And they are for the death of capitalism, which is Western culture. That's the goal.
Oh, it's totally the goal. And their way to get there, and I think it's actually kind of brilliant, is to take the war to anything that can efficiently run our society, produce food. So they're fighting food, they're fighting the supply chain, they're fighting energy, all of these things. Listen to this, okay? This is a huge, I mean, you know how it came out that the Biden administration was at war with gas stoves?
Oh, yeah.
And then they lied and said they're not at war with gas. They are. Headline in Fox News, Democrats echo groups take aim at other home appliances. They have in the pipeline over 150 regulations coming on everyday appliances such as water heaters, furnaces, clothes washers, dishwashers, ceiling fans, microwave ovens, shower heads, and of course, your gas stove. Anything that runs on gas. And they want it gone. Now, I don't know if you've heard my long heating and air commercials.
Yes.
They were doing a huge push at the end of the year because the first thing they moved to regulate was new heating systems.
Yep.
And all that did was it didn't change the heating system at all. It just added 25% more to the price in
right.
the upstate. Okay. This is what they're going to do to all of our appliances. They want to move gas powered appliances out of the affordability range of the average American and then ban them altogether. Right. Well, that's a huge problem. Fox News reports because the electric versions of these are considerably more expensive to use on a per unit basis. So that's a huge problem. Okay. Can I just spell this out? This is the ridiculousness of what the Democrats are doing. They want to make our homes and our cars and everything all electric, right?
Mm-hmm, right.
Okay.
But
this would be like if I said to you, Lee, I think it's wrong and immoral to kill animals. And I'm not going to kill any more animals so I can eat. Not doing that anymore. And then you walk by 2 days later and you see me eating a chicken sandwich.
Yeah.
And you're like, I thought you said it was wrong and immoral to kill animals. And I'm like, well, I didn't kill it. I put the chicken at the grocery store. Yeah. That's what the left is doing mm-hmm. with yeah. electricity.
Yeah.
Oh, I don't want to see the natural gas actually pumped into my house. I'm going to get rid of the hookup and make it illegal. Okay, but the electricity
right.
you're running your now more expensive appliances on came from natural gas. You just didn't have to see or smell it.
Right.
It's the same thing as if I said, I'm not killing chickens anymore. It's wrong. I'm going to have somebody else kill my chickens so I can't see it. And I'm going to buy my chicken at the grocery store, and I am better than you. I am murder-free. Well, no, you're not. Somebody else just killed your chicken.
It's just like saying that charging your electric vehicle, there's zero emissions. No, there's not. There are displaced emissions because those emissions are coming from somewhere else where that electricity is generated. And unless it is hydroelectric, unless it is solar, unless it is wind-powered, it is not a renewable energy, and it is requiring the burning of some type of fossil fuel, unless it's nuclear energy. And so you cannot simply say that an electric vehicle is an emissions-free vehicle. No, it's not. Those emissions are coming from somewhere because that electricity has to be generated.
But their idea is if you don't see it.
All right. It didn't happen.
And you didn't smell it, like the gas you put in your car. Then it didn't happen. So, Lee, I am now a vegetarian, and I am going to very much enjoy the chicken burrito I'm going to treat myself to for lunch. That is the Democrats' energy policy. If you don't kill the chicken, but you eat it anyway, you can be a vegetarian. The same thing. Well, we'll have all electric. We won't use them fossil fuel. Well, you know that the electricity in the line that came into your house to charge your car came from natural gas. Because if it didn't, there would be no electricity in the line. You couldn't drive to work. Totally lost on these people. But we appreciate Jeff Duncan attempting to explain it to AOC. God, that girl's got crazy eyes. What do we originally call her? The crazy ex-girlfriend?
Yeah,
every guy has one of those.
Her, yeah.
Like someone on the crazy hot matrix with the crazy eyes. And she was so hot you dated her, but after a while you couldn't take it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Jeff Duncan just attempted to negotiate with one of them and it didn't go well.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Joe Biden held yet another press conference yesterday to brag about how, and take credit for how his economy is headed in the right direction. Not sure if anybody handed him the report from his own USDA forecasting skyrocketing food prices in 2023. He was asked by a reporter, and he gave a long, rambling, nonsensical answer, as he always does, but he was asked by a reporter, what do you have to say to families who can't afford food now? What do you have to say to families who can't afford food now? Never mind, the reporter didn't tack this on, but I will. The USDA report, I'll post it back up on Rumble in a minute, on my Rumble channel. The report that said eggs will skyrocket another 27.3% this year. Fats and oils, which are essential not only to cooking, but just about any kind of food you sell that requires any kind of baking or putting together, processed food basically, which would be anything that's not like meat or vegetables for the most part, or eggs. Fats and oils up 16.5%. Dairy products going up 8%. 12.8% increase expected for meat. Sugar. I mean, talking about sugar, fats, and oils. Again, this stuff's in everything. Sugar and other sweeteners, 10.6%. Cereals, 12%. Non-alcoholic beverages like juices, 8.7%. Good luck. So he's asked, and that's what's coming in 23. In other words, inflation's not going anywhere. So Joe Biden is asking, what about the people who say they're too poor to afford food? And we had that poll right before Christmas that was just heartbreaking. A quarter of families now with children in the house can't afford all the food they need. But every day, this country is turning into a third world country. So Joe Biden's out there. He doesn't know anybody's hungry because he's not hungry. I don't know. You got Hunter Biden paying him $50,000 a month for rent on a mansion that should only rent for $7,000 a month. God knows where he got the mansion since he hasn't held a real job in decades. Shouldn't be able to afford it on what he makes in Congress. It's all very weird. But anyway, and as a politician, he's asked, what should poor people do who can't afford food? And he rambles on for a while. I won't torture you with all of it, but this is the part you need to hear. What should people struggling to buy food do? Well, they should take advantage of tax credits and buy an electric car and get themselves a new energy-efficient fridge. Well, you know, you could get up to $1,000. They can't buy food, you moron.
And by the way, families are going to save more than $1,000 a year in tax credits for these vehicles when they purchase one, and energy-efficient appliances like refrigerators and washing machines.
You can't afford food? Oh, go buy a fridge and a washing machine.
And by the way, families are going to save more than $1,000 a year in tax credits for these vehicles when they purchase one, and energy-efficient appliances like refrigerators and washing machines.
Oh, okay. I didn't know. I should go get a new fridge and a new washing machine, get a new car. I can't afford food. Which is the plan? Yeah, come on. This is the plan. It's not an accident. This didn't none of this is an accident. It's all on purpose. Every means of delivery of food is being attacked. The supply chain, the energy that feeds the supply chain, the very considerable amount of energy that's needed to store food. Do you ever give any thoughts like, because our ancestors couldn't do this, how you could go into a store and buy bananas year-round, strawberries year-round. How does that happen? Well, some of that stuff shipped supply chain from places that are still warm in the world where they grow them, but a lot of them are stored in warehouses. They're picked early so they're ripe, and then they're artificially depressed, basically, so they don't ripen, and then they ripen them as they need them, and they take them to the market. Do you know how much energy is used doing that? What do you think is going to happen to the price of food? Wait, look, again, I've been telling y'all, when that February energy bill hits, you are going to be in shock. Everyone you know is going to be in shock because nobody knows they put a 17% tax on natural gas. Joe Biden did that executively. So anyway, the average energy bill, I should say, is going to go up by 17% across the country. Okay, that's for the average family of four. What is the bill going to be like at the warehouse where they store your food? What's going to happen there? 17%. It's not going to be different. What's going to happen at the factory where they process and make your food? Anything that's not fresh? 17% energy bill increase. What do you think is going to happen to the price of food? It's going up. That's why the FDA, USDA is admitting it's going to skyrocket. So what could you do to cause more struggle? You attack the very appliances we use to get through our life. Our cars, natural gas stoves, all of it. 150 regulations scheduled to hit our microwave oven, shower head, ceiling fans, dishwashers, clothes washers, furnaces, water heaters, and other everyday appliances. Now, long heating and air, let you know that we've already done this with your heater. And they begged you, please install one before January 1st, because after that, the price in the upstate, thanks to the Biden regs, is going to go up 25%. You don't get anything extra for that. It just costs more. Why? Because they don't want you to have one. They want you to live in your hovel. They want you to barely get by. They want you to struggle to get through your week. Why are they doing this? Well, it's what they did in Venezuela. It's what they do in every one of their societies. Just look at history. Why do they do this to their own people? Wouldn't they stay in power more easily if their people could just easily eat and they were happy? No. Not if they want total power. So what do? They make life really hard so that you spend all your time struggling just to put food on the table. And in this case, to cook it, to transport it, to cook it, to be able to afford it. So you don't have any time to come after them. You don't have any time to organize protests. You don't have any time to do anything. You need an extra job just to feed your family. God help you if you want to turn on the electricity and cook it, because it might or might not be a rolling blackout. Folks, look at Venezuela. I just want you to look at this. Just think about this for a minute. The single richest and most energy-rich country in that hemisphere 25 years ago. Go look at them on satellite right now. What do you see? If it's nighttime. It's almost totally dark. There's some light, but it's almost totally dark. Hospitals not running, energy supply a problem, food supply a problem. Why did Venezuela do that when they had unprecedented prosperity? Why did they kneecap their own energy supply? To gain control over the population. And they're doing it right here. This is exactly that plan. And they're coming after household items. When the real people they should be at war against, the terrorists from the FBI watch list streaming over our border, they don't give a rip about. By the way, did you see the numbers? Did you see this? Leaked from the Department of Homeland Security. Fox News had it yesterday. On track to encounter 150 people from the FBI terror watch list on our border. We've caught 38 since October, and we caught 98 in fiscal year 2022. That is more than double the previous 5 years combined. What does this mean? Well, it means the whole FBI terror watch list is now streaming over Biden's open borders. And they're at war. We're at war. We're at war, not with them, with your gas stove and your water heater and your ceiling fan and your microwave oven. Did I miss something? Oh, your heating unit and your air conditioner. Or something else I missed. I don't know. It's anything you use in your house. Folks, we're living through truly historic times. Our border is wide open. The most stunning stats of the week, and that's a hard one because there have been so many stunners, has to be this graphic. You can see it on my Twitter feed. Screenshotted it from Fox News. Leaked from the Department of Homeland Insecurity. It shows how truly open our borders are. And by open, I mean absolutely no selection, no filter, none. And the terrorists are beginning to come. In fact, the entire FBI terror watch list, I think it's fair to say, is now streaming over our border. Let me run over the numbers with you again. We got a hint of this last week. Fox News got part of it, that they had caught 17 of those terrorists on the border on the watch list in December alone. These are the updated numbers. 38 have been caught since October. 98 were caught. That's the new number. From the FBI terror watch list on our border in 2022. That does not count the ones who got away. Probably a much higher number. 98. Again, for those wondering, like, okay, what's the scale of that? That is more than in the previous, that is more than double in the previous 5 years combined. So they are. The everybody's coming over, including the FBI's terror watch list. Okay, the Department of Homeland Insecurity and Unsecurity, because that's what they're doing. Do you realize this? I mean, this is, try to wrap your mind around this period of history. I mean, remember the 9/11 era, which has dominated most of the last generation, right? The absolute, you know, the societal commitment. Sometimes we failed, but the societal commitment of, like, you know, we are going to prevent another 9/11. We added $8 trillion to our national debt going all over the world, battling terrorists. And now we're like, nah, that was so 2014. We don't care. I just don't care. To the point that literally the FBI terror watch list is now streaming over the border. The Department of Homeland Insecurity's own internal projection, which of course they did not release, for the coming year, how many of them we expect to catch at the current rate? 150. Again, those are just the ones we catch. And we barely have any border enforcement at the border right now, because everybody's acting as an Uber driver for the future voters, the illegal immigrants. Okay. So look, how many are we talking? We've had 5 million come here and get released. They released in the country. And the 1.2 million gotaways, those were all criminals. They were either criminals, terrorists, cartel, or some combo of, you know, there were sex slaves, child sex slaves, people like that are being brought in. There are people who don't want to be caught by the Border Patrol for whatever reason. 1.2 million of those. You can guarantee there is something seedy in their background, some bad reason they didn't want to be caught. Nobody would flee from the Border Patrol otherwise, because they need their work papers and their welfare and their free phone and their plane tickets. We've been through that. Okay. How many will come if this continues? Well, we have an updated stat on that from Gallup News or Gallup Polling. They just did a poll on it, their latest global survey, and they asked, how many of you are going to come to America? The borders stay open. Are you ready for this? Based on their polling results, 160 million. That's the adults. 160 million adults. Just for some reference, as far as we know, the United States of America currently has 260 million adults. And what, million odd terrorists, half a mil, who knows? Silly. Plus the cartels. Anyway, yeah. So if everyone who tells Gallup, yeah, you know, Joe invited me, I think I would like to come to America. I am planning to at some point, if I can either, you know, get there, walk there, get the money, whatever. I am committed. I want to go. I haven't done it yet, but I want to go. It's 160 million people. The U.S. adult population would increase by 60%. At this point, as long as Democrats keep winning presidential elections, there's no way to stop them. The flow will only grow. Even Gallup asking the question, I mean, they're a liberal pollster. That would be unimaginable, they say. If New York City couldn't handle a few thousand immigrants, you know how they're getting there now, because you have Abbott is shipping them up there. And New York City's overwhelmed. I mean, they can't handle. If New York City can't handle a few thousand illegals, how will our infrastructure accommodate 160 million. And we got this other problem. We're going broke. The reason that this is possible is simple. Folks, don't kid yourself. And Gallup is just, U.S. is the number one destination. They love it. No, they don't. Folks, that's what's on the free phone. The apps that get them the welfare illegally. By the way, Ken Paxton, Attorney General of Texas, is suing to stop that. You cannot sign up a person by federal law who might become dependent on welfare if they're an immigrant who's supposed to be here. You cannot sign up illegals, but they are. Let's war game this for a minute, because nobody else is. They came here for that. They can't afford to be here. They spent everything they had to get here to get the welfare once they got here, to get the work papers, to get the welfare that's allowing them to live. What happens if Ken Paxton wins and Joe Biden were, for one time, just humor me, to comply with the law and court rulings? What happens when they get cut off? What happens if they get cut off? What happens if a Republican president like Ron DeSantis wins and cuts them off? Because Joe has done all this executively. We could flip it on its head. What happens then? We have zones of this country that are effectively third world, whole big zones of this country with extreme poverty like we've never ever seen. These are people who can't speak the language, many of them. These are people who not only can't speak the language, they're not beyond an elementary school education. If they have that, many are illiterate. Many are criminals. That is the only way they can support themselves in their country. So we've got a terrible thing here. We either keep them on the printed payroll because we don't have the money for this. We just print it and the prices go up to store. We keep them on the printed payroll or all hell breaks loose. How are we going to put, let's see, we already got, what, 5 million here under Biden? How are we going to put another 155 million on printed payroll welfare? And what happens if for some reason that welfare gets cut off? That's why they're coming. And it's really sad if you think about it. I mean, these are people who are literally selling everything they have to get here, knowing the second they get here, they get that phone. And they get to welfare apps. In their own language, of course. And the payola starts. Because they can't afford to live here. Otherwise, how will we provide health care for these people? I mean, have you read about Google El Paso Hospital? Do that. People who are American. And I ain't talking poor Americans on welfare. Like the Democrats voters. You have a heart attack. Good luck. They're overwhelmed. That's going to be every hospital in the country. I mean, it's just some questions for the Republican leadership and the Democrats. What is the plan? And the answer is there is no plan. It's just get them here. Look, they'll be so broke they can't go home anyway. And even if the welfare gets cut off, we'll just blame it on the Republicans and get their votes anyway. I mean, they don't care. But anyway, folks, the number is 160 million. Says who? Says some conservative hate group. No, Gallup polling. Gallup poll. That is a liberal pollster. You just can't wrap your mind around it these days. You just can't. Let's jump on the line with John from Greenville. His having trouble hitting this. Let's see. There we go. John from Greenville, who is here from the Dominican Republic. Bienvenido, America.
Yes. Good morning, Farrah. How are you?
Good.
Okay. I just wanted to touch base on the immigrant process here versus the illegals coming through. My wife is from the Dominican Republic along with her kids, and it was a 2-year process to get them over here. Lots of documents, tons of paperwork, thousands of dollars, and I had to actually have an interview with the U.S. Embassy in Santo Domingo, Dominican Republic. One of the documents that I had to sign was to ensure that I would be 100% financially responsible for all of them and that they would never need government assistance. The other thing I'd like to touch on is right now they still hold green cards, and we're going through the naturalization process this year to go ahead and make them U.S. citizens. But as a green card holder, they do not have the liberties that us as Americans have. She's not allowed to vote yet. Once she becomes a U.S. citizen, then she can vote. I explained our political system to her and how it works, and that was when she understood that, you know, the United States is no different from the Dominican Republic because, hence, Dominican Republic. We are a republic, not a democracy. And now she is 100% Republican, and once she becomes a United States citizen, she will vote Republican except for Lindsey Graham.
Well, no, that's completely consistent, actually. That's just voting Republican. But, so, John, how do you feel then watching this massive humanity stream over the border, be handed the cell phones that have the apps on them that they can then apply for welfare illegally? Again, Ken Paxton, Attorney General of Texas, is fighting that because it's patently illegal. Meanwhile, you've done it the right way. You've got a green card, so you're barred from getting that. I'm not assuming that your family wants that, but, I mean, it's absurd.
It's a slap in the face is what it is to people who actually come through the front door versus the back door. And what they do is they actually do background checks to make sure that no one is a criminal or a terrorist. You know, are they doing this for the illegals?
No. No, they're not.
Exactly.
They're not. Exactly. In fact, John, I don't know if you heard earlier in the show. I mean, Fox News broke the news yesterday. Just in December, they let 1,100 illegals in their custody go. Half of them were currently wanted on charges. There were warrants out for their arrest. They had them in custody, illegal immigrants, and they let them go. The other half had been deported and illegally returned, or they had past criminal history, which bars you from coming in this country.
I know, and it's, you know, we have to be careful, you know, what we say about this because we may offend someone.
You know what? I think that's a lie. I think they just make that up so we'll keep our mouth shut. I mean, who are we going to offend? People like your family that came here legally and wanted to be here?
Exactly. And not only that, but I mean, she wants the American dream just like everyone. I mean, she works. She gets up at 4 o'clock a.m. every morning to go to work. She works 6 days a week. She pays her taxes. Even though she's not a United States citizen yet, she pays her taxes just like we do.
Wow. It's incredibly frustrating, John. And, you know, all of this is going on. If we need more people to work in industries, we can just pass a law to not only let people have the visas to come here to work, we can pick the best of the best. We can pick people who love this country. But they don't want that. They don't want people who love this country, or they would just run these bills through Congress. They won't. They want people who they think will vote for them. They want people with disdain for this country, and they want to teach them the disdain the second they step foot on our soil. They don't want people like your wife. They don't want them.
I 100% agree. In fact,
they don't want
her. She is threatened to go back to the Dominican Republic under this new administration.
Well, John, at least you'll have somewhere to flee, right?
Exactly. I think so.
But that is the message, though. People like your wife are not who they want. They do not want hardworking self-supporters who pay taxes and vote Republican. Like, in their eyes, your wife coming here, that's a failure. That is not a victory. Thank you for your phone call.
Thank you. Have a great day.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.